fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Nice.
Bryce is here.
Heyo.
The cream of the crop.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce is gracing us with his presence. He's a professional podcaster at this point.
Wow.
I wouldn't call it professional.
Wow.
Bryce, how many podcasts do you have under your belt?
I don't know. Maybe less than you guys.
Less than me.
Well, okay, so definitely less than Keith, but we have recorded, I think, just over 20.
So what is the name of your podcast?
It's Drink Something, Say Something.
And what is it?
It is the worst beer podcast ever.
So, like, what do you talk about? Just beer?
We talk about beer. We talk about anything and everything. Basically, three of us dudes that were in the industry. Well, one still is. The other two we're not at the moment with all the COVID fun. But we get together and we talk shit. And we host local beer, you know, brewers, owners, tap room.
And you say hey man, you like beer?
Yeah. No, that's basically it. We're like, hey, you like beer? I like beer.
And they're like, well, I do, but I prefer just making beer.
True or false, you have paid ads on your podcast.
False, but we get free beer.
Whoa.
But like you have ads on your podcast, yeah?
No, we have no.
Are you on a fucking podcast network?
Keith's been listening to
something else. So there are ads on ours.
Yeah, there are ads. Yeah, no shit. Yes. You're on a podcast network.
Yeah, we are part of the Pull Up a Chair podcast network. We're kind of like the cool kids, which is really weird.
So are you getting any money or no?
Not at the moment. We're paying. Basically, we just get beer because anybody we have on, we just say, hey, bring beer.
Wow.
And we'll talk about it for a second and then we'll just shoot the shit.
So you're on a network, but what's in it for you?
At this point, the network's like brand spanking new. So,
Keith, are we on a network?
Yeah, we're on the Pull Up a Chair podcast network.
Oh, nice.
I could probably get you guys on board. Now, the idea is to make money. So it's the Pull Up a Chair is a foundation, actually, a charity, part of Time to Tabletop, which is like board games and stuff. It's like a Boys and Girls Club, but for nerds.
Oh, Farm to Table.
Yeah, Farm to Table.
Are you eating the nerds?
Well, of course.
Nerd ropes or from the box?
Well, I prefer taffy, so I like the ropes.
Taffy sucks.
Taffy does not suck.
Taffy sucks.
But, okay, what makes it suck?
I don't know. It's just not good. So,
but it's flavorful and chewy and oh so gooey.
Joe, podcast network wants subject to change?
Is that still a thing?
I can pitch it.
It's still a thing, Andrew. When we're not doing fantasy, we have a podcast if we ever want to do it. I think it's a pretty good name for a podcast.
I dig it.
Like Bryce's gender identity, this podcast is subject to change.
It's fluid, okay? It's just however I'm feeling.
That is basically how I introduce the podcast every week. Except it's not a weekly podcast. So what I'm hearing, Bryce, is that you can get us a paying gig as podcasters.
I mean, let's work on it.
Okay.
Who's the Shawn Michaels versus Marty Jannetty here?
I don't get it.
Who's going to succeed and who's getting thrown through the barbershop window?
Hell yeah.
In terms of like my podcast versus yours?
No, in terms of me and Andrew, like who's holding whom back?
You know what? Shit. Keith, you know, once upon a time, I would have said you maybe were holding people back because you'd be a little more I don't know. But you seem a little gung-ho.
What the fuck
lately.
Is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, look, that was a whole lot
of
nothing
exactly
said
what
there.
That means.
Yeah. No, I don't get it. I don't want to hear it.
Look, you're getting feisty. You're throwing out trades. You're doing all sorts of things. Like,
yeah, who wants to trade for Austin Eckler?
I mean,
this is where I need that crickets drop that I don't have.
Just give me a flex for Austin Eckler.
I already have my own IR bench player. So
yeah, I think it's just gonna keep going. I think that your problem there is that it's COVID season, and like no one. I mean, there's very few managers that could afford to. Is Eckler on the IR?
He will be. He's not.
He's going to be, yeah.
Like, he's way more valuable once he's on the IR because no one can afford to just roster someone who's not playing. So maybe hit us up when he's on the IR.
Does your podcast, Bryce, do you need...
Wait, hang on. Speaking of Austin Eckler.
I will remember you.
This is my entire season we're doing this to.
Do you want to have any other... Do you have any other names? Cortland Sutton?
Saquon.
I will
yeah, Saquon for me. AJ Green.
I will
he's healthy, but he's done.
Did you lose anyone, Bryce?
McCaffrey.
I will remember you.
Blake Jarwin.
I will remember you.
So, back to your podcast, Bryce.
Yes.
Do you need a sound guy? Because I know one who's pee good.
We have a sound guy, but...
Oh, no!
No, but with sound effects?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have the sound effects.
Do you have anyone with a randomly assembled soundboard that just...
We do not. We have zero drops.
Oh.
Man. A beer podcast without drops is like not a podcast.
Well, our drops are just burps and...
burps are very
like,
good.
Well, I want to hear cracking open a beer, but like as a drop.
Right.
And then I want to hear the cup being filled up.
Yeah,
you know?
That would be a good drop. Like the pouring of the beer into the
yeah.
glass.
Yeah,
all right. Find me some solid drops and send them my way.
How much does this gig pay for Andrew?
Well, sometimes I create drops. I don't just find them.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
I don't know if you knew that.
You're stellar and sexy.
Alcohol consumption is a good
thing.
Well,
yeah. So speaking of these creations, I didn't listen to the last episode. I will say that. But the one before, you dropped the game over, yeah, which
mm-hmm.
to me is catchy, and I find myself saying it just randomly throughout my day.
Oh,
and
wow.
now you've taken that away.
Well, see, listen, that's part of us kind of moving towards a more marketable brand because the game over yeah drop is not ours. I just found it on this. It comes from something. Maybe Keith knows. I don't know what it's from.
Sega GT Rally, I think.
There you go. So like I don't think I can continue to use like at some point when this podcast becomes extremely famous and
yep.
we're on the Pull Up a Chair network, then we're gonna get sued by Sega GT Rally. So
fair enough. Then why
so
don't you
we
just
create steal
own,
audio from other places
over, yeah.
and
yeah.
and make drops
yeah,
with
just,
that pirated audio.
Most WWE stuff mostly.
Look, if we learned anything from Vanilla Ice, all you have to do is change just one little thing and it's yours and you're golden. Like you can take anybody's riff, anybody's sound. And you just do a different little pitch or inflection here, and you're fucking game over, yeah.
You're fucking game over, yeah. Sometimes I just play songs that I don't have licenses for.
Yeah, see, I can't help you there. Other than...
Do we have a
we
breaking news?
Yes.
Sound? So this is only 8 hours old. Apparently, Dom added Rob Gronkowski.
Wait, why is that breaking news?
I don't know. I just saw it.
We're going to go over that in the waiver section.
That one couldn't wait.
I do have a lot of breaking news, though, if we want to do a breaking news section.
Break it.
Let's do, we'll do it, it'll be its whole own section. I wish there was like a bigger drop, but breaking news. Speaking of COVID, I am currently in quarantine.
No.
I'm in quarantine. I had a potential exposure to a confirmed case, and so I'm on lockdown.
So
I'm
who
a bad boy.
Exposed you?
I can't release that information.
You can't? It wasn't, was it a perp?
No. It was a coworker.
Ooh, coworker.
Yeah, coworker
was
tested positive and I
canine?
Had
canine?
Was it a dog?
Yeah. Don't you say canine on the force?
I just call them dogs, but no, it was not a dog.
Bummer.
Yeah, so that's
so how do you live with Katie right now?
We have separate bedrooms and separate bathrooms. Listen, basically the way we do it is by the time I was made aware that I had been exposed, you know, 4 days or something had passed since that exposure. So in my mind, I'm like, well, you know, if I got it, I've already given it to my wife was kind of my thought process. She felt very differently about it. She felt that any precaution is better than no precaution. So we're, the way I've done it is basically just said, you know what, whatever you want to do, that's what we'll do. So just tell me. So I'm sleeping in a different bedroom. I'm using a different bathroom and we're just trying to stay 6 feet away from each other in the house.
Are you guys still petting the same dog?
Yeah, we're still petting the same dogs. We're still like doing everything else. Like, listen, it's not perfect by any means, but
so there's no cuddling.
Is she currently dating while you're on this break?
You'd have to ask her.
I just don't know how these things work. I mean, I've seen friends and it gets kind of sticky.
When there's a separation, when they're on a break?
Yeah.
We're not on a break. We're just quarantined.
Does she know that?
I think it's called isolation.
Does she know that you guys aren't on a break?
I don't know. I mean, okay. I asked her if she wanted to be on the podcast tonight and she said, I'm going to go to bed.
So, wow.
She is, isn't it? What time is it over there? Shit.
Do you know for a fact she's still in your house?
No, that's the thing. We have different bedrooms now. So when she says she's going to bed, I don't know if she's even in there.
She's gone out the window down the fire escape.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
You have one.
Yeah, every single window of my house is equipped with a fire escape. So,
of course.
You know, safety you can never first. Be too safe. I hope that she is not dating because I have more breaking news. She's pregnant.
Boom.
What?
Obviously, you guys weren't using that much precautions then.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you, she's,
yeah,
what
like
is she, 15
minutes
now?
She's 15?
She's 15 years old, which I believe this is all legal. Because we are married.
Do you know the gender of said pregnancy?
My
wife is a woman.
Good for you, man.
No, I don't know the gender of the baby yet. That happens, I guess, later. This whole thing has been kind of not what I expected for like how...
But what did you expect?
I expected way more like doctor involvement. Which I don't know.
Well, you are the master planner, right? So yeah. You want all the information?
Yeah, I want all the information. But so I don't know if like the complete lack of doctor involvement is a COVID thing or if that's just like how this goes.
Both. I mean, your doctor can be as involved, but I'm sure COVID has...
I mean, COVID's definitely made it weird because, like, I haven't gone to any of the, like, appointments because I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, they won't allow you.
But at the same time, like, what, we're 15 weeks in now, and I don't know if Katie has even talked to an OBGYN because they're just never available. It's always like nurses and shit.
And it's that's definitely different.
And it's like, well, how are we supposed to like know? Because she had this physician that she liked prior to becoming pregnant. So once she got pregnant, she was like, well, I like that OBGYN. I want to stick with her. So we'll just kind of use the hospital she's affiliated with for the birth. But since becoming pregnant, that OBGYN is like off the radar. Haven't been able to talk to her. Can't get in touch with her. It's always somebody else. So I don't know. I don't even know where, if she goes into birth or into labor tomorrow, I don't even know where I'm driving her. Like,
you got to know that.
Are you going to be in the delivery room or are you banned from there?
No, I'm definitely going in. I mean, that's just me saying that. I don't know what the rules are, but I can't imagine that they can say, like, we'll call you when the baby's born.
I think they allow one person now.
Or at least pregnancy. That's how it happened in, like, the 1940s.
Well, the dads didn't go in. They stood outside smoking a cigar and drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
That's my preference.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way anymore.
Sorry. Yeah, I'd be there.
But yeah, so that's I was expecting entirely more like information from doctors, like what to do, what not to do. I don't know, man. It's been very hands off so far.
Yeah. Everyone will tell you different things, so I mean, you just need to know where the fuck to go.
Well, I feel better now because now we're into the second trimester and she's starting to show. So, like, now it feels more real to me.
But does the bump look like you?
It does, yeah.
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 Nice Andrew-esque bump.
I do one of those things with those, like, it's one of those toys from a kid's toy store that's just, like, a bunch of sewing needles, and then you, like, push it, and it makes an impression. You know what I'm talking about? I do that.
Definitely.
Every so often, I'm like, yep, still looks like my face, so.
Good.
But no.
You can never be too careful.
The first trimester,
if she's dating somebody.
Right. The first trimester, I was very, very just like worried the whole time because I'm a kind of a crazy person. So I'm like, I need constant reassurance that the baby is still like in there. And like when she's not showing, I'm just like, can we get another ultrasound? Can you guys just make sure that the baby is still there? And they're like, no, we'll see you in like 10 weeks. I'm like, okay, well, what am I going to do from now till then other than just be constantly worried that, like, the baby did not develop?
Well, what are you going to do when there's an actual child?
That's like way, what do you mean?
I just mean, like, if you're that concerned, are you ever going to be able to get to sleep?
Oh, yeah.
No, you won't.
No, it's just, I'm just concerned that it's not, like, growing, but once it's
here's the deal. Once it's out, you're still going to, Keith, tell me if you did this. Like, for the longest time, if I didn't hear my child breathing, like, I would wake up and, like, be like, is this kid still alive?
I mean, I checked on Nora a few times. I haven't checked on Evie once in my entire life.
It was definitely more with Lorelai, the first one. Amelia just does her thing, but...
Speaking of sleeping, I just passed by Evie's room last night around 10:30, and she was just out of her crib, just playing.
And you were like, just
Jesus,
like,
Christ.
You just kind of like nodded at her and kept walking.
Yeah, real recognized real at that point.
Yeah. No, I've already thought about the, like, is it still breathing, middle of the night stuff, and I've looked into it, and they have like these little bracelets that you can put on like the baby's ankle, and it like monitors their breathing, and then it like makes my phone scream at me if they stop breathing, and they have mattresses that babies can breathe through, so I've looked into it, man.
Well, are you going to have a camera?
Spend a lot of money, and you'll use it for a very short period of time.
Yep.
Are you going to have a camera on your kids?
Yeah.
No, don't do that, because people like chime in on those cameras.
I don't care. Then hopefully they'll call me if they see something concerning. Like, hi, I was spying on your baby, and it has a blanket wrapped around its head.
That would be a very nice.
Thank you, good sir. That was all my breaking news.
I have breaking news.
Break it.
I finished my marathon.
Didn't we do this last week?
No, I hadn't finished it. Finished it. I did well, and now I literally, since then, I've eaten like shit and haven't run once. So,
attaboy.
The way it should be. In the event that girl that pretends to be Dirk still listens to the podcast, I know she's a big runner. Do you want to like tell us your time, or is that like a personal question?
I did it in like 4:10. So not great, but not terrible.
I have nothing to compare that to. 4:10.
4:10.
4:10. 5:10. 5:10.
5:9.
5:9. 5:9. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Bryce, what's your breaking news?
My breaking news is that my daughter is watching my other daughter right now, and I just hear screaming. So.
Does your wife know that?
No, she's at work.
Keith, do you remember when grandma was babysitting us and Ryan threw a dart into the side of my head?
I do. That was it was like a plasticky dart, wasn't it?
It was a metal tipped dart. It stuck in my head. It didn't fall out. It stuck.
We had our dartboard was like a baseball diamond, and the darts were made of very hard plastic. I know it stuck in your head. I think honestly, metal would have been less painful.
I think I feel like you and I have different dartboard memories. I don't remember a baseball diamond. I remember just a standard dartboard. It's Hollister.
Okay.
I
just remember ping pong.
I mean, I remember vividly a dart sticking out of your head. Could I be mixing up dartboard? Sure, but there was a dart in your head.
Definitely.
What did grandma do?
I think just like called our mom.
Told you to suck it up?
Yeah.
Was it this? I feel like we had a lot of those sticky hand things that you could. Like the sticky hands on the lawn.
Yeah, we'd get them at the dentist.
Yeah. And we'd throw them on the ceiling and grandma would be pissed.
Yeah. Sounds like a very grandma move.
Don't do that. Speaking of 5'9", Bryce, did you think about your favorite Tahoe memories?
I did. No,
Keith, are you prepared for this conversation?
Yeah, just Bryce has to go first.
A couple Tahoe memories.
One at a time, please.
They revolve around your guys' friends that you brought.
Okay.
I thoroughly enjoyed JJ and walking around and just saying, like, got any drugs?
Got any drugs? Like,
want some?
So how old were we?
Andrew,
when you were friends with JJ in like what, 7th and 8th grade? And then into
like
high school?
Is that kid still alive?
5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, yeah. I think so.
Didn't die of diabetes?
I think he's still alive. I haven't talked to him in a very long time.
Well, if the off chance he listens to the podcast, which he doesn't.
I'm sure he does.
I'm hoping he...
Part of the Pull Up a Chair network.
Yeah, I mean. How could he miss it now? So you like story. JJ. What
so else? JJ, the other is Robbie. Keith, your homie Robbie that was cleaning his feet in the sink. And grandma was like, not about that.
Robbie memory?
Yeah. What about him saying he was going to whip out his dick?
Yeah. No,
that mini golf.
That was great too. But I just loved grandma's reaction to like, who the fuck is this kid washing his feet in my sink?
Don't do that.
Like Keith bringing around these fucking hooligans. And then Mitch having to sleep under the table because Dave like made him, even though he was
Mitch Dave?
Probably could have killed
him. Gretzenmeier.
Yes.
What was the other one's name?
Van Hill.
First Dave was an 18-year-old freshman in high school.
Is that good or bad?
I mean, he's a cop now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. So he did something.
There you go.
Just took him a while.
So a memory that sticks out for me is when I had Stephen Collin up.
Stephen Collin? I don't remember that person.
Steve Standick.
Oh.
Bojangles.
I always get all the friends. And I just never brought a friend.
I have a lot of friends. I don't know if you know that about me. Oh,
here we go again.
But so at one point we were walking to, I think we were walking back from the pier. Mitch was there too. So that was that weird.
Wait, Steve Collin and Mitch were all there?
Is this when a rock went up the hill and came down the hill?
Yeah. It was like a boulder.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if Collin threw it or if Mitch threw it, but one of them threw it and then the other one just got hit really hard in the ankle.
I think Mitch got hit.
Yeah, I think Collin threw it because I think he made like a guttural scream and then he threw this boulder up the hill and it came down and hit Mitch in his ankle and I don't think I ever saw him again.
Got picked Mitch, up by his parents.
Yeah, you killed Mitch and never became. He was like, "Fuck Keith and his East Coast friends."
Wow.
I mean, still.
Not the first friendship Collin ruined, and it won't be the last.
Too bad.
I feel like these are kind of. I feel like these have been kind of weak, to be honest.
All right, bring it. What
how about Slurpees?
That's what I was gonna bring up, dude.
This is my fucking least favorite memory.
Slurpee machine.
Well, do you guys remember the hot dogs as well that were very similar to the Slurpee story? You guys were younger. I was older.
Don't try to like steal the shine of the Slurpee story.
All right, go for the Slurps.
We got to set the stage. We had a 7-Eleven that was walking distance from our cabin that we would walk to every day?
Pretty much.
Every day and just get like, you know, our little Lickies and Chewies, candies and chicharrones and Slurpees. This particular 7-Eleven trip, and then we obviously walk back to the cabin. This particular 7-Eleven trip, we all got Slurpees. And we're walking back and we're sucking down our Slurpees. And who was first?
Keith.
It was Keith.
It was definitely me.
Keith is quickly realizing that he needs to use the bathroom.
Yeah, so I basically tell, I don't know if it's Bryce or it's Carly or whoever, but I say, we need to get Grandpa here to drive us or I'm going to shit my pants.
Call Grandpa now.
Well, I feel like it was a little bit, it was quick to come on for Keith, but the whole kind of ordeal was a little bit slow building where I think Keith is realizing he needs to go to the bathroom and we're all kind of walking
up the steep hill
and we're all kind of making fun of him. Like, oh, you're going to fucking shit your pants, loser. And then, you know, other people just start to kind of be like, I don't feel great either. And then Keith really peaked on Onyx, Onyx Hill there. He just like stopped. I want to say that you like wandered off the road a little bit.
I definitely did. I was
the shrubbery and he just like squatted down. You were like, somebody call Grandpa. We're like, oh my God, he's really going to shit himself. I think Grandpa did come pick you up.
Grandpa did. And we were still kind of giving you shit when Grandpa picked you up. And then after Grandpa pulled away, the rest of us were kind of like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. So We get back and I run into the bathroom. But at that point, other people have realized they need to use it too. So I'm just like shitting my brains out. And you guys are like banging on the door because you fucking need in. And it's probably the worst smelling shit I've ever taken in my life.
Oh my God.
Finish him.
It was so gross. And then I don't know who had to follow me, but like.
No one cared at that point. It was life or death for everyone.
And I think the real kicker at the end of this story that sucked is the fact that your mom slept in that little bunk room right outside the restroom and had to smell all of our shits.
It was bad. It was bad.
Because that permeated.
By the end of it, I think we all, it was like a sprint back to the cabin once we got onto like Doodooah, and then we were all trying to just figure out, because there were only two bathrooms in there.
Yeah.
But really only like one was available to us. I don't even know how we made that work, to be honest.
I don't know either. It was smooth shitting.
But all we can believe is that someone had spiked the Slurpee machine with X-Lax. It's the only reasonable explanation.
I think it was that she that somebody made fun.
Somebody or you? Somebody or Bryce?
Yeah. Well, I did not. Maybe. I don't know. We might have all.
Somebody or like, was it 12-year-old me or was it like high school Bryce?
It was probably 12-year-old. It was JJ.
Yeah, I don't know who it was.
So I've spent a lot of time thinking about this, and I always tried to figure out why I was the first one impacted. And I think it's just because I consume things very quickly.
Yeah, it's just rate of slurp.
You chugged your Slurpee. And we should always let you eat something first because you'll down it and then we'll go, okay, he's fine. Okay, then it's cool.
Well, the only other explanation would be if it was related to flavor. Like Keith got like a pure Coke Slurpee, whereas I always did a little suicide action.
Well, I'm fairly certain I had a suicide as well, but it always depends on like your mixture. Like sometimes I'd have a heavy pull on, you know, blue raspberry or whatever.
I think I was always
was
a
just
heavy
whatever
pull
you were feeling
on Coke Slurpee.
But this is also not the
Coke base.
Last time that Keith has had an incident with 7-Eleven.
What was the other one?
Yeah, what was the other
one? The other one was more recent when we all got Buzz Balls.
That was like, fuck yeah, bud.
Those are so
And
gross.
The same thing happened to Keith on the way back.
Wait,
the
you
buzz
shit
ball
your pants from the Buzz Balls?
Fucked his stomach. He had like the Kahlua one. You had to shit yourself.
Here's the thing, Bryce. We just had them again when we did a little Plymouth vacation, and I actually read them, and they're all different flavors, supposedly, but they're also all have the identical ingredients, and it's something called like orange wine. That's the base alcohol for all of the Buzz Balls is fucking orange wine. Orange cream wine or something. Absolutely
Plymouth
disgusting.
Rock.
Yeah, Buzz Balls are not my favorite. And they also, like, they started strong with the way they named them. Like, they had strong innuendos, and then by the end of it, they're just like... So, like, a good one is Chalk Tees. Like, I'm a fan of that one.
Oh, yeah.
But then it's just like... They have, like, a margarita one, and it's just called Margarita. So I don't know who the fuck they're marketing to at this point.
They don't give a shit. They're like, we are Buzz Balls and we make you shit yourself.
They're like,
so
I can't believe people are still buying these things.
Actually, they probably are not making them anymore. It's just whatever's out there is out there and they just don't really sell. So you're buying old Buzz Balls.
We can only hope that they're not making them anymore.
They'll make a comeback like Four Locos.
Okay, I've got another one. So we all used to sleep out in the living room, like on the couches and on the floor in sleeping bags. Sometimes, you know, however many it would be, just the five of us, or sometimes like fucking 20 people.
Yep.
But there was one year, and I might get the people wrong, so you might have to correct me, but I want to say that it was Bryce's girlfriend Elise, and in the middle of the night she just started screaming. and like woke up the entire cabin because she was having like a night terror. Do you remember that?
I do vaguely remember that.
Was that Elise? Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just started fucking screaming bloody murder.
She was the one that got upset because you guys wouldn't follow the rules to a board game.
It wasn't a board game. We like sat in a circle.
Or some other game? Okay.
Sounds
right. Yeah.
And she didn't realize that the more she got upset, the more everyone would just fuck with her.
Well, Robbie was there and he was not having any of it.
That's right.
Sounds like Robbie.
I do recall something like that.
What about how do you make a tortilla flauta?
Ooh, that's strong.
Yeah. I don't even know like what the actual origin of that is. I just remember yelling in the middle of the night, how do you make a tortilla flauta?
We were just like really tired for whatever reason.
And hyped up on sugar.
And we realized that anything at that point was funny. and that was the prime example of it. You said it and everyone just cracked up.
There should be a term for like when children are tired drunk like that. And just like hysterical.
Sugar high.
City high.
Milk drunk.
Chocolate wasted.
I'm in my bedroom right now and I have a hat here that I got from the Tahoe 7-Eleven for the 50th anniversary of the Slurpee.
Oh yeah.
And it has a limited edition 2016 sticker on it too.
Wow.
It's a golden hat.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a flat bill, and I don't wear flat bills. That's probably why I've never worn it.
You shouldn't wear it. That's a collector's item.
Yeah. I don't want that shiny sticker to fall.
Any other Tahoe memories?
Fuck.
I mean all my center around 7-Eleven, pretty much.
Or the mini golf course. I remember stealing mini putters. I remember when the French exchange student I brought up was Alex. Somebody was making fun of you, Andrew, or something.
Yeah,
or
that was when those guys were calling me Proud Boy, and I did not understand why that was like a pejorative term.
And they had that girl that was kind of a little bitchy, or a couple girls, and so he just started speaking French to them, but was cussing them out, and they were like all about it.
Well, they were like, I feel like they said, meet us in the parking lot, thinking that we wouldn't, but then we did. And then I feel like you almost hit them with your car.
Oh, I probably did. They were little bitches.
What was that, an Expedition?
I had the Jeep. It was probably my parents' car, the Expedition.
Yeah, it was your parents' Expedition. We would roll around and listen to Warren G.
Yes. Well, naturally.
And Players Holiday.
Yeah.
And
a little C Web, Gangsta Gangsta.
And Real Big Fish.
Yes.
All right. You want to talk football?
Foosball.
All right, now I need to figure out where I put the show doc.
Vamp, Bryce.
Meh, meh, meh.
Oh, good one. All right, let's do the last week look back.
Yeah. And so big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I'll put a fat rabbit on a crap medic.
The matchup massacre this week was Stephon Diggs versus my draconian measures.
Wow.
Yeah. Keish broke me in half. Keish scored 123.9 points. I scored 99.64 for a margin of 24.3%.
Fatality.
Which I think that's probably the closest margin we've had this year for a massacre.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah.
So it's not that bad, but, you know, I now understand, look, when with the like two matchups a week thing, when you're winning, it feels great. But I do understand the sting of the double loss now.
It
hits a lot harder than a single loss.
I don't love the median thing because it doesn't guarantee that five people are going to get a second win.
I don't know why they haven't changed that.
And then all that's doing is making it harder to come back. You know what I mean? Like, I hate it. My team's 1-7, and I feel like I can't crawl out of that hole.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Whereas if I was 1-3, I'd feel like I had a bit of a chance.
A fighting chance?
Yeah. Well, it turns out that for the ultimate upset... How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes. I forgot to put it in the show notes. Does it matter?
I don't know.
Keith, do you want to try and tell us who it was, or should we just move on because I forgot to do it?
I'm going to say, well, it certainly wasn't me. Let's see. Vamp Bryce. Jesus
God,
fucking
Bryce,
Christ.
It's like you haven't even recorded 20 podcasts before.
No, no. I'm just listening.
I don't even know how to see last week when I'm on the computer.
Great. So,
look, Keith, you, I'm going to give it to you, Keith.
No, I lost.
I was fighting for you.
Well, so the reason I would call it the ultimate upset is because I was 90% chance win to, I was a 90% chance to win in the fourth quarter of the Monday night game. I know I'm probably closest competition, so I can finish this after you say what the closest competition is.
Yeah, you sound like Hillary Clinton right now. Let's go to the closest competition. So close, yet so far away. So yeah, you guessed it. It's the Mad Mermans versus Lamar Jacks on my tight end.
So what pisses me off so much is that it took two touchdowns from Mahomes for him to beat me. And both touchdowns were those stupid, like, flicking non-pass
those,
touchdowns.
Those, like, tap passes?
Yeah, that should really be runs. So, like, I don't feel like he earned either of them.
Yeah, those are tough.
I got 52 points from my two running backs, and one of them's fucking James Robinson, and I still goddamn lost.
Yeah, so Dom had 128.74. You had 125.52 for a margin of 2.6%. Yeah, I mean, look, when you score 125 points and you lose when you're already, what were you, 0-6 at the time?
Yeah.
Like that, yeah, that hurts.
Well, yeah, Eckler didn't help you.
Well, that's the thing. I lost.
The fucking Joe Mixon mixed it up for him. So.
No, his name's Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. Joe Biden.
Yeah. I fucking lost by like 2 points, and Eckler scored less than 2 points. Now Eckler and Saquon are out, and my team is fucked over.
Hey, look, I feel the same.
How could you possibly feel the same?
Look, I am surprised that my team even pulled off 128 last week. Calvin Ridley didn't even fucking score a goddamn thing.
He didn't
Bryce,
even catch a ball.
Aren't you? What are you? 5-3, 6-2? Like
5-3.
What are we even talking about here? I'm fucking 1-7 and lost my first two picks.
I am still
here.
Upset at my team. All right. I can vent too.
Yeah. Keith,
not to me.
You don't have a monopoly on sorrow.
You guys are both 5-3.
Look at my fucking running back game.
Wait till later, so I can complain about my team. All right.
You have one more week that you have to be without CMC, and you're 5-3, and you scored 128 points last week. Like I don't know how you could possibly be upset.
Look, Keith, it's all about making moves. moves. All right.
It, you know how I could be upset? His name is Kenyon Drake.
I don't know how making the wrong. How could I? Well, okay. We should move on because clearly this isn't about the ultimate upset anymore.
What happened?
No, you're ultimately upset, Keith.
All
right. I have the right to be.
Real. Where is this? Where is this? Real quick. I want to tell you about my team last week. Kenyon Drake, 3.5 points.
You're doing this?
DJ Moore, 6.9 points. Michael Gallup, 3.9 points. Travis Kelce, 8.5. Robert Woods, 6.8. One, two, three, four. That's five players in single digits.
You guys have no room to complain. None.
You want to do the Keith of the Week?
Yeah, I do. The better be fucking me.
Keith of the Week. Why would it be you? You lost. Yeah.
He scored more.
It's Keish. Keish.
Yeah,
is...
I scored. I was the highest scoring Keith.
That's true, but Keish won his matchup.
Yeah, he didn't deserve to. He had an easy-ass fucking game. Yeah. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of every team that isn't mine, and I'm tired of my team. Fuck this.
Fuck all fans.
You want to talk waivers?
I guess.
This is a huge week for Bryce. Let's just put the spotlight right on him. Bryce, with the biggest pickup from the waivers, D'Ernest Johnson, you shelled out 20 whole fab dollars.
Yep.
Bryce, what changed?
I did. The fact that I have Aaron Jones on bye and no other fucking viable running back. Wow. So I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. And
fuck it. I'll spend $20.
Daniel just comes in the room that I'm podcasting in and just drops this big old box. He just makes all this fucking noise.
Well, you're sitting in the dark. You're
Keith, why are you sitting in the dark? Are you that depressed about your team?
Yes, I'm fucking pissed. She just turned the lamp on. I hate when she like tries to take power over me. You know what I mean? Like, let me just be in the fucking dark. It's
lit.
You're not on this podcast, Danielle. I need you to go.
Keith, stop swearing at your wife.
Yeah,
tell us what you're wearing, you little bitch, dude.
I'm wearing a red and blue plaid shirt. Open.
When you say open, is there any shirt underneath?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I have a shirt underneath that's tie-dye, that's blue and white tie-dye.
Okay.
And then, do you want to guess what I'm wearing for my lower half?
Ninja Turtle PJs.
Boxer shorts.
Nope.
Sweatpants.
Pajama pants that are also blue and red plaid.
Wow.
Oh, you're looking saucy right now.
Can you take a picture and tweet it out from our Twitter account?
Sure, I'll get right on that.
Twitter account.
We can put it on our OnlyFans account.
Yeah, live stream that on OnlyFans because we're part of the Pull Up a podcast network.
Pull Up a Pod.
So Bryce shells out $20, gets D'Ernest Johnson. Dom bid $17, so pretty good little scoop there. Keith, you had a $9 bid. I'm assuming that's all the fab you had left, or did
Correct.
You have 10?
No, I had 9.
Which brings us to Chase Edmonds, to you at $9. So that was it. You emptied out the bank account, huh?
Yep.
So you made money.
Mark bid 7.
Yeah, Mark bid
Why
7.
Why didn't you bid? Are you that confident in Kenny and Drake?
Confident? No, it's a little bit of just like, what's the word when you don't want to believe something? Denial?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of denial. If Chase Edmonds had like a good yards per carry or something on the season so far, I would feel differently. But the way I look at it, I'm just like, yeah, Kenyon Drake has sucked, but kind of so has Chase Edmonds, other than he got, you know, a lot of receptions last week. But he's also kind of been inefficient.
For me, it's the receptions. And
but he's only done that 1 week.
I'm grasping at straws, right? Like, if Chase Edmonds gets the job, you know, I want him on my team.
Yeah, if he gets the job, he can get you 3.5 fantasy points like Kenyon Drake does.
You think I don't need that? I need that, Andrew. I am fucking desperate for 3.5.
You need someone who can give you 3 points
a week. Give me that
three. Yeah, the... Okay, which one of you is this?
That's not
yeah.
Me. You guys just going to blame it on each other?
I put a muzzle on my kids.
Chase Edmonds, also part of that is the fact that I'm rostering Alexander Mattison. And it's like, all right, do I want to roster two backups? And I have Raheem Mostert and Jerick McKinnon. So it's like, do I want to roster like three backups? Whatever.
Look,
you can have Chase Edmonds.
All my running backs are backups.
But yeah, so you got Chase Edmonds. I wish you the best of luck. I hope he does nothing. Robert Tonyan to Aaron, $9. No other bids. He's on bye, maybe chasing some points, maybe not. We'll see how that works out for Aaron. Laviska Shenault to mark at $1. N'Keal Harry to mark at $1. Then things really picked up. Things got a little hot after the waivers ran. So Mark picked up Justin Jackson and dropped N'Keal Harry, who he had just added. Then, Bryce, you picked up Keyshawn Vaughn, which I was kind of surprised that nobody put in a waiver bid on him. But Bryce gets Keyshawn Vaughn. Then Dirk picks up Tim Patrick, who I've never heard of.
He's coming on strong.
Is he a Packer?
No.
Or is he a Bronco?
He's Bronco.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Dirk, Tim Patrick. Dom picks up Golden Tate. Then Mark, so Mark put in a bid, got N'Keal Harry, dropped him for Justin Jackson. Then he dropped Justin Jackson and picked up DeAndre Swift. Then Bryce quickly picked up Justin Jackson. So running backs are getting passed around this league like COVID at a college party.
Yeah. I had DeAndre Swift at one point.
Yeah, you and Mark are like swapping running backs.
We're Eskimo brothers with running backs.
You're RB swapping. You're Eskimo brothers. So, like, you guys have had sex with your running backs?
Well, naturally.
Isn't that just kissing?
No.
What? No.
Like, I mean, Eskimo kiss. Like,
no.
That's when
like
you rub your
noses your
nose. Together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eskimo brothers are two men who have had sex with the same woman.
I just feel like there's a better name for that.
What is it?
I don't know.
Well, no, you need to come up with it, and that's going to be your new team name.
Sex bros?
Sex bros, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then Dom picked up Gronk, as Keith pointed out as breaking news earlier.
That was breaking news.
So, I say again, Dom picked up Gronk.
I don't know why, but that's fine.
Because there's like no one left on that team, probably. So it's just like a speculative ad, like, target's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, well, O.J. Howard's out for the year. And, you know, I mean,
fair enough.
Mike Evans and Chris Godwin can't seem to stay healthy.
Is his name still there? The
Brate?
Other tight end? Yeah, Cameron Brate.
Yeah, he's still there.
Real quick for Greg, Keith, and Bryce, if you so choose, should Greg start Mike Evans this week?
Oh, yeah?
Go for it.
Okay, so Bryce
is... See who he's got. I'm looking at his team.
It's basically, I think it's like Mike Evans or like a Justin Jefferson or Jerry Judy.
He's got Judy on the bench. Ruggs is still hurt.
You definitely start Mike Evans.
Yeah.
All right, Greg.
You definitely start him.
There you go.
He's playing.
Keith, are you ready to do the power rankings?
I am.
Holy shit, I have a lot of drops on here with power. Power is the power rankings.
The power is yours.
All right, let's go. Wait, do you say this part or do I say this part?
You say it.
All right, let's go.
From the top to the bottom.
So, changing of the guard. The buzzsaw that is Greg is number one.
That is a riser. That is helium at its finest.
That just doesn't make sense to me.
How does that not make sense?
He just scores like 150 points a week. Greg.
Yeah, but he has the best team in the league.
Oh, I know.
Now that Mike Evans and OBJ seem to be back, you know, his team is fairly unstoppable.
OBJ's...
Oh, baby Jesus.
I don't see that as an every week thing. But
but his highs are higher than they were last year. And so are his lows, as far as I can tell. So I think it's obvious that even if Mark had a good game, this is where Greg would be. But Mark had a terrible game. He scored like 89 points
and still got
the goddamn win.
I know. Yeah,
because he needs the luck.
Sucks. So who's number two?
Mark's two.
Fallen.
And now we get to the people who are crying about their teams but are still in the top four.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce, you're three.
Safe, Will.
So Bryce stayed right where he was.
Was he three? I thought he was four. Anyway,
he was three.
Andrew, you're four.
So I'm falling after my loss to Keisha of the Week.
Yeah, I mean, you scored 99 points. You gotta suffer for that.
And suffer I shall. And my ox.
Number five is the fucking team that beat me, even though I scored 125 points. Dom.
Dom rising up the bois.
Big Dom.
Six is the Keith of the Week, Keish.
Also rising.
Seven's Dirk.
Faller.
Eight is Aaron.
Faller.
Nine is Curtis, even though his team was terrible last week.
Safe, Will.
So he didn't move.
And I would have put myself above him, except I lost Austin Eckler, so I'm at 10 again.
Suck.
What's the deal with Aaron? Like, she's
what's the deal with Aaron's food?
I thought she was actually going to do well this year, and then, you know, she fucking started Brady far too many times.
Did she start him more than once?
Yeah.
Did she start him last week?
No, I don't think so.
With
but
his
she
five
definitely
tutties,
had
dude?
For
yeah. That
Cinco
sucks.
Tutties, bro?
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, she just makes some questionable start-sit decisions.
Well, you know what? Hold your analysis for Aaron, because we're about to get to it. Let's do the, what is it called? Week five preview.
Somebody bring me back some money, please.
All right. Speaking of, it's Aaron's Burrow It Deep versus me, the 2020s Draconian Measures. Despite all the vitriol, I'm picking Aaron.
I mean, knowing how much you've been like crying about your team, I'm picking you.
Okay.
I'm, you know what? Fuck it. After talking shit about Aaron, I'm going to take Aaron.
Yeah, I don't feel great about my team this week. There's a potential that Raheem Mostert comes back, but not at 100%. So then it's like, yeah, it could be one of these situations where you really can't play Mostert or McKinnon, but I'm going to have to choose one of them because my team's not deep enough to kind of do something else. I don't like Matt Ryan this week, but Matt Stafford's on bye, so I'm starting Kenyon Drake again. I'm starting Michael Gallup again, so I'm picking Aaron. Let's go to the AR football team. That's not the name. It's like I suck Lamar Jackson's balls.
Yeah, when are you changing that? Come on.
When I'm told what it is.
I think you were told. You just
no,
fighting.
Greg didn't tell me shit. All right,
Greg, tell him shit.
Greg, tell him shit. It's the guy who sucks Lamar Jackson's balls versus Watson, your wallet. And it's a showdown. Do you know why?
1-7, 1-7.
You guys are both 1-7, and whoever wins this matchup will decidedly not be in last place in the league. So there's a lot on the line here.
I'm going Keithy Wiffles.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm clearly a better manager than Curtis. So
does Curtis have any of his injured people back yet?
Well, he still has Kenny Golladay in, who's on a bye. So
yeah, Michael Thomas could be back, which could spell the in for me, but I mean, at this point, Amari Cooper negates Michael Thomas.
Mm. All right, I'm going to pick Keith as well. I'm going to pick you to, I mean, at some point, your luck has to turn around, right? But I guess that could be said about both teams. I'm picking Keith.
Yeah, I think we all went me.
All right, yep. Then we got Bryce, Tua's Christian. Bryce, do you have Tua Tagovailoa on your team?
I do.
Really? Have you started him? Does he play?
No, he hasn't played. I picked him up as my last pick in the draft, thinking that Fitzmagic was going to fizzle sooner.
Oh, big mistake.
And just in case Tua, you know, did something, but he hasn't been able to play. So who the fuck knows?
Well, you're still Tua's Christian Lambs, and you are going up against only built for Stefon Diggs. So it's you. Yeah.
Keish is hot right now,
and I'm grasping at straws just trying to find people that are.
Didn't he score 128 last week?
25.
That's the best I've ever done.
120. Oh, that's not the best I've done.
Yeah, no shit.
So this week, Bryce, this week you're starting Keyshawn Vaughn and D'Ernest Johnson.
I am, because Aaron Jones is on a bye.
Oh, yeah, I got Keish.
Yeah, so I don't have Aaron Jones.
Bryce is starting two tight ends and three backup running backs.
Puts up more points. I might have to take out my Jonu, because if Tennessee played COVID and all that shit.
Yeah, Corey Davis has COVID.
Yeah, so.
Well, Tua is projected for 0.52 points. If you want to slide him,
yeah,
in.
I know. I'm gonna slide him in.
Bryce, who are you picking?
I'm picking Keith. I'd like to say, yeah. If all these random backups actually come and do some shit, then hooray. But I mean, same with I've got Jeffrey Wilson, who I picked up and did great, but I didn't plan because I didn't know him, that
Jeffrey?
I played him. Fucking sucked.
I mean, you're not Jeffrey.
And now with McKinnon and Mostert, like, there's no point in him on my team, but he still is.
We'll see. He'll probably still get two touchdowns.
Yeah, that's why I mean, they're playing fucking Miami, so we'll see.
Welcome to Miami. Miami. Ruggin one out versus the Doink Dirk. This was almost the showdown. Greg versus Dirk. Pretty high scoring affair here. Greg projected 121, Dirk at 118. So it's a 54-46 split.
until Mike Davis is no longer starting, I got Greg.
Yeah, I got Greg as well. I think he's just got a hot hand right now.
I mean, he's got Kyler, Kamara, Mike Davis, DeAndre Hopkins. Those are the first four players I see on his team. That's very good.
Yeah, and then you got Mike Evans is the guy. He's like, I don't know if I should start Mike Evans. And meanwhile, Mike Jesus. Evans would be the best player on my team.
You should trade for him.
Yeah, if I had anyone to trade whatsoever. Does he want Austin Eckler?
Yeah, so Greg, listen, you're going to lose Mike Davis soon. You're going to need another running back. You could trade Mike Evans for Austin Eckler.
Ooh, look at that.
Perfect. I'll even throw in Joshua Kelly.
Greg has multiple times tried to trade me. He's tried to trade me, Evan Engram, for CeeCee Lamb and...
CeeCee?
Multiple times.
I hate CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb's great.
Yeah, I know. That's why I hate him, because he's made fucking Michael Gallup.
Yeah. But Greg's thrown out Evan Engram and cash to me multiple times. But I'm like, I don't
cash,
need another.
Cash, like real money? Greg. Like he's like, I'll give you $20?
20 fabs.
The last thing Bryce needs is fab. Yeah,
I don't care.
Bryce doesn't know what the fuck to do with fab.
I don't care.
If we introduce real money into this league, I will buy someone's player so fast.
All right.
How much are we talking?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah, how much for C-Mac? He's still injured.
He's still injured. How much is it worth to you?
I mean, name your price, man. I have a job.
A PlayStation 5.
Ooh.
Well, I don't have the pre-order. I think
did your pre-order get fucked?
No.
Go back and listen to the episode.
My PS5. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I did listen to that one where someone was going to fight a grandma or something.
Oh yeah, dude.
Pretty much.
Don't cry in front of the Mexicans.
I mean, I'm not paying $500 to win a league where there's no money on the line.
Pussy.
But there's respect on the line, Keith.
There's for sure a monetary value to respect, but it's not $500.
All right. You're being a prude. My phone is quickly running out of battery, so we need to move.
I would pay $50. You want $50?
You want $50?
No. Okay.
I want $250.
I'm picking Greg.
All right. I got Greg.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of sweeps, and we even have a three-person panel this week. Ice Up Sun versus the Mad Mermans. Mark versus Dom. This is our last matchup. Probably another close one, right?
Yeah.
Another competitive game here. Someone give me some quick analysis. I can't look on my phone because it'll die.
Somehow, Mark... I mean, Josh Allen's been fucking fire.
Who's he played this week?
But... he's playing Tennessee, so
he's not playing.
Oh, so
well,
that's
he's not.
Happening.
So they're talking about that they're possibly going to give Buffalo just a win and make Tennessee forfeit because they broke protocol to train. So,
classic.
If he doesn't have Allen,
who currently does not have another
QB.
All right, so I'll stream someone.
I'm not excited for him about having Josh Jacobs against the Chiefs.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Starting Daryl Henderson. Now I don't know what to think of Daryl Henderson at this point after last week where he got like 38 yards.
Yeah, he got nothing.
I think his team, now that Nick Chubb is on IR.
Oh, I forgot about that. I'm picking Chubb.
Yeah.
His team has more question marks, so you know I Mixon's for Dom's going against Baltimore, so that's not ideal, but he's got Tyler Lockett and Adam Thielen that are both in games against each other, and that's going to be a very high scoring game. Darren Waller against the Chiefs, I think, is going to do well. I got Dom here.
Yeah, I think I got Dom here too.
Oh my God, another sweep, real quick. Nick Chubb. Okay. That brings us to our parting thoughts, Gentiles.
Bryce, it was great having you on. You should come on again. You can talk about beer, maybe.
Okay, we can do that. I actually had a beer while we were first talking, so, you know.
What is a genteel?
A genteel?
Yeah, you know, like when they say Jews and Gentiles or Gentiles?
Gentile is a non-Jewish person.
Yeah.
So it's just any person that's not a Jewish person.
Correct.
So
not
I'm, so
Jewish.
I'm a Gentile.
You are a Gentile. I'm a Gentile. Bryce is a Gentile.
It's close to genitalia, so we're close.
What's the relation there?
Like a breast?
Not Jewish.
Kessler, memory hunters.
Okay, anything else, or is that it? Just a couple of Gentiles?
So what's this? Is this a new outro this time?
No, I didn't prep anything, so it's just going to be the same one as last week.
Game over, yeah? So
do the game over, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
God. I wasn't. Now I have to find it.
You better find it.
Just for Bryce.
Okay. One more time for you, Bryce.